журба до забуття, і Україна повна з іншої нема. Одна калина за вікном, одна родина за столом, одна стежина, що додому йшла сама. Одна любов на все життя, одна журба до забуття, і Україна повна з іншої нема. Одну стежину, що додому йшла сама. Одну любов на все життя, одну журбу до забуття, і Україну вовна з іншої нема. Одну калину за вікном, одну родину за столом, одну стежину, що додому йшла сама. Одну любов на все життя, одну журбу до забуття, і Україну вовна з іншої нема. Одна калина за вікном, одна родина за столом, одна стежина, що додому йшла сама. Одна любов на все життя, одна журба до забуття, і Україна повна з іншої нема.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, the Todestrick sisters, Charlene and Rose Marie, with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Odna Kalena, which actually is a song about family and national unity, and that is from their most recent CD, Domeloyi Zustrichi, Till We Meet Again, and that song again by the Todestrick sisters, Odna Kalena. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, та вітаю вас всіх на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Павіна. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. It's going to be an all-music program again, with a little bit of chit-chat, though, because we'll be focusing on two different groups from Ukraine, and those groups are, one of them are the Bandura and Boyan Project, the other, the fabulous Dacha Bracha, who are making a name for themselves around the world. So lots of good stuff coming up. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, of course, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And up next is Dunai from Toronto, Ontario, from their most recent CD, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song about a neighbor, Susidko.
Співаємо пісню веселеньку про сусідку, молоденьку про сусідку. Заспіваємо, серце наші звеселяємо. Ой, сусідко, 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 позич мені веселеньку про жіночку, молоденьку про жіночку заспіваємо, серце наше звеселяємо. Маю жінку молоду, молоду, не пущу її по воду, по воду. Поглатися, топити, топити, мусив би ся жінити, жінити. Поглатися, топити, топити, мусив би ся жінити, жінити.
Want to listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Дім-да-ля, чудесний поля, дім-да-ля, їде весіля, веселя, їде злітіля. Дім-да-ля, чудесний поля, веселя, їде злітіля. Дім-да-ля, чудесний поля. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей, нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Бум-бум-грим, бубен є бубняр, а за ним дьохнув сопілкар. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломикою. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломикою. Чинно вас наша невістка, добрий час, брама не вузька, чинно вас наша невістка.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Гей!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Гей!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей! Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей! Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, нам не зашкодить.
zaszkodzi czareczka wina. Nam nie zaszkodzi czareczka wina.
And the fabulous Ukrainian a cappella group Picardiska Tertsia with Vasilny Marsh, The Wedding March. And the lyrics kind of revolve a lot around raising a glass of wine, but that's what you do at weddings. Up next, the B&B Project. That was the theme song from Pirates of the Caribbean, performed on the bandura and the boyan. And here is a YouTube video conducted by UATV, a Ukrainian or an English language arm of the Ukraine Forum news agency, all about the B&B project.
Sergei Shamra and Tatiana Mazur recorded this cover of a Metallica song 2 years ago. They're both playing traditional Ukrainian folk instruments. She's on the bandura, a plucked string instrument similar to a lute, and Sergei is playing the bayan, the accordion's close relative. Their YouTube video still remains popular and has received over 1 million views. Together, Sergei and Tatiana make up the band B&B Project. They started the band after meeting as students at a music conservatory. I just started studying at the music conservatory. I was with my instrument and Sergei approached, mistaking me for his classmate, and decided to help me carry the really heavy bandura. I decided to help, and now it's been already 3 years that I've been carrying both the bandura and the bayan. I have to take care of my physical fitness. They share a similar background. Both Tatiana and Sergei grew up in musical families. I've known since I was 5 years old that I wanted to be a musician. My parents are musicians, by the way, and I followed in their footsteps. My mother is a bandura teacher. Once my father got a wild idea. He had a childhood dream to learn how to play the bayan, but it didn't work out because of certain circumstances. So he decided to realize his dream through his son. Recently, their little band grew twofold, gaining a drummer and a double bass player. This took them to a whole new level. Now the musicians can perform full concerts instead of just a few sets.
Я I've never played this kind of music at all with such instruments. It's not that it's hard, but you have to listen carefully. The instruments are quiet, unlike those in a typical band, keyboards, guitar, bass guitar, and you just play, and the sound engineer tunes you so that you don't bother anyone. But here, the bandura starts to play, so I have to play a couple of degrees quieter. Then Sergei starts improvising. You have to play differently, changing the song again in a different way. I joined this band, and I'm very pleased, actually, because you can try something, search for something new, add something. There are rehearsals. You just come, do something, and you want to add something new, because let's say it's an unusual band, special. The Metallica cover was their first hit, but now the band boasts a repertoire of almost 50 different covers and a couple of songs of their own. Not every song suits us or sounds good in our band. We need to experiment, try new things, new methods to play this. We try to do it in different styles to show the instruments in different genres, such as like rock hits, jazz, Ukrainian folk songs, movie soundtracks, club music. The young magicians acknowledge that it's really hard to be pioneers. We must persuade people with our own example, not just tell them that here's a bandura, it's a Ukrainian instrument, a musical symbol of Ukraine, and so on, but to show this, to prove it, so that youth download our tracks to their smartphones, set ringtones. Every day, children write us asking, was it hard to learn to play, and where can they get the scores? Head teachers from musical schools approach us with gratitude because the enrollment for bandura and bayan for the school year is already full. We had this goal, and I'm delighted to see it bear fruit. We break stereotypes about these instruments. Breaking stereotypes wasn't B&B Project's only major achievement. The band also broke into the world music scene, becoming known outside of Ukraine. Their rendition of Vivaldi on the bandura and bayan was a popular hit among European connoisseurs of classical music. Classic FM, a radio station in London, posted our video of Antonio Vivaldi's Storm, and after around 5 days, we already had 2 million views. And many Europeans are interested in what kind of instruments these are. Why are there so many strings? Everyone is surprised, and that's how they discover the bandura. Despite this success, the band isn't going to rest on its laurels. B&B Project is already planning to release their first album and to go on an international tour. The young musicians want bandura and bayan to be heard and recognized throughout the entire world. This is Vivica Williams with UATV.
And many thanks to UA Today for producing that feature and sharing it on YouTube. And of course, we wish Serhi and Tatiana all the best in their B&B project and hope to hear more from them in the future. Here's another song by Serhi and Tatiana with the Bandura and Boyan project. It is Antonio Vivaldi's Summer Storm from the Four Seasons. Thank you. Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павлина. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павлина. Dacha Braka is a world music quartet from Kyiv. Reflecting fundamental elements of sound and soul, this Ukrainian ethno-chaos band creates a world of unexpected new music, a transnational sound rooted in Ukrainian culture. Accompanied by Indian, Arabic, African, Russian, and Australian national instrumentation, the group mixes everything from punk rock to traditional Ukrainian songs in cool yet beguiling textures. But it's really the live shows that take Dacha Braka beyond mere curiosity to utter brilliance. They are becoming a global sensation and will be on the west coast of Canada later this month in Nanaimo at the Port Theatre on Wednesday, April 19th, and in Vancouver, April 21st at the York Theatre. The Vancouver performance is sold out, but tickets are still available for the Nanaimo performance. We'll be giving away free tickets on the Nanaimo edition of Nosh Holos on April 5th and April 12th, so tune in then to CHLY 101.7 FM on the radio dial or streaming online at chly.ca from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dacha Braka in Nanaimo on Wednesday, April 19th at the Port Theatre in downtown Nanaimo on the beautiful harbor. If you haven't heard of Dacha Braka, you can check them out on YouTube. There's a video there of a fabulous live in-studio interview at radio station KEMP in Seattle, recorded in October of 2015. I'll share it with you in two parts, this week and next. Here's part one.
You got to tune to WOPOP KEXP 90.3 FM live on the web at kexp.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host, and it is my great pleasure to introduce to everybody Dacha Braka from Ukraine.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for the invitation.
Would love to hear a song.
We are Dacha Braka from Free Ukraine.
Free Ukraine. Daka Braka, live in the studios, Wopop, KEXP. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
I have to tell you a story. I got a call from Jonathan Poneman from Sub Pop from Poland, raving about you guys. You were at the Off Festival, and then just following up on more news about you, you blew up at Bonnaroo, and you're... the whole ensemble, everything is just, you're stealing the show everywhere you go. So what does that feel like?
Як ви почуваєтесь після такого успіху? Бо він почув перше про нас, коли йому Джонатан Сапова подзвонив з Польщі, з оф-фестивалю, а потім Бонару, а потім Бамбершут. І, коротше, такі геніальні. Як з цим жити?
Ми скромні.
Нормально себе почуваємося.
They feel very good and very normal. They are very modest. So.
Very modest indeed.
Ми особливо не відчуваємо якихось таких от зіркових...
Хвороб.
Хвороб, да.
They don't have such kind of like star illness. Maybe not,
not yet.
Yeah.
Ми продовжуємо займатися тим, що нам подобається все.
They just do what we like.
Okay. How did the band come about?
Як
утворився?
Да.
11 років тому в театрі «Дах» ми зібрались для того, щоб робити музику для театру, для вистав, для перформансів.
11 years ago, Dacha Bracha was created specially for the theater performance. They were created in Kyiv Theater Dach, specially for the theater performance. And firstly, they play only in the theater.
Okay. Okay, so.
Режисер Влад Троїцький нас зібрав і сказав, дівчата і хлопці, і хлопець, спробуйте поекспериментувати з тими піснями, що ви вже знаєте, але поставити їх в рамки, в межі, які не притаманні українській пісенній традиції.
So our director Влад Троїцький proposed girls and Marco make some experiments on folklore, on authentic songs and try to create something, new circumstances for folk music, for authentic music.
Okay. Okay, so when did you realize it was going to be more than a theater piece and it was actually going to be a career, a band, a thing? Or is it still experimental?
Як ви зрозуміли, що це може бути музика окремо і що взагалі це може бути вашою кар'єрою і групою? Чи це досі експеримент і ніхто не знає, що...
Ні, точно ніхто не знає, чим це все закінчиться, але ми зрозуміли, що людям цікаво, ну, ця історія окремо від театру, і нам теж цікаво, тому що це інший, досвід спілкування з глядачем і співпереживання разом з глядачами нашої творчості.
These times we understand that it's interesting people separately from the theater also, and for us it's interesting because it's a bit different experience of communication with audience than you are on stage like musicians, when you are without any actors, without any decorations, then you can just communicate directly with people. So we try to continue these experiments. Nobody knows what will be next.
Okay.
Але театральна історія для нас дуже багато дала, для всього нашого і концертної діяльності теж. Вона нас тримала в певному такому тонусі довгий час.
But this theater
тонусі.
Experience like gave us a lot because it's gave us special atmosphere of our concert and we try to keep it more and more. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. I want to talk more about it. I want to hear some more music first, please.
Трошки ще пограєте щось.
Oh. Good idea.
Daka Braka. Wopop KEXP.
Mm-hmm.
Брака, live in studios. What are you guys singing about?
Тут в основному приспівки, коли хлопці, дівчата, молоді збиралися.
Дразнилки чи як?
Один з одним вони жартівливо, значить, перегукувалися різними такими жартівливими закидами, віршиками, тому що не було Фейсбуку і не було Ютубу і нічого не було.
So this song, the last one, was like some chilling of girls and guys, mm-hmm. because they don't have Facebook, so they have to communicate in such a way, which is other. Yeah.
Вони співали один одному і
like teasing each other.
Підколювали один одному всякими такими неприємними нібито словами.
Okay, and the first one was about what?
And перша про що була?
А, перша.
Перша була веснянка.
А, веснянка, це треба розказати, що ми зустрічаємо, наші предки зустрічали весну, вони вірили в те, що якщо вони будуть гарно співати і правильні пісні, то весна прийде краще, тому що нам весна потрібна, а зима менше.
And the first one was the ritual song of meeting spring, because winter in Ukraine is long and it's mm-hmm. necessary to meet spring and to try to make it to come more faster.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like ritual one.
Is your combination of relatively modern and folkloric music, are the songs structures based on old songs or are you improvising and making your own?
Яким чином ми поєднуємо сучасні ці всі мотиви і пісні? Чи це структура така сама була пісень, або ритміка, або що ми залишаємо, а що ми змінюємо?
Ну, в кожній композиції там є якби своя нібито межа, яку ми переступаємо, де ми змінюємо ритміку, де ми змінюємо мелодику, де ми змінюємо трошки слова, але все одно ми майже ніколи не залишаємо пісню, як вона звучить, записана в оригіналі. Для нас цікаво, в першу чергу, робити експерименти з нею.
It depends, it's always different. Sometimes we can change the melody, sometimes we can change rhythm, sometimes we can like unite several songs together. Mm-hmm. But most of the songs we leave the lyrics of them, but can change totally their like bass and all this rhythmic structure, and they very seldom they sound like the girls recorded them from Grannies. We really like change them totally.
Okay, beautiful. And what's Daka Braka? What does that mean?
Що Даха Браха означає?
Doesn't have to mean anything, but just curious.
It's easy. Give and take.
Give and take. Okay.
Yeah, from old Ukrainian. Yeah.
Okay. And the first song was from the record Yahudi?
Ягузький.
Ягузький, окей.
Щось подумав, в Ягудках у нас записано?
Ну, так, мабуть.
It's on Shimamba, exactly, but I think yes, from Ягудки.
Okay. Would love to hear some more music, please.
That was part one of a live in-studio interview at radio station KEMP in Seattle with Dacha Bracha, the ethno-chaos band from Ukraine that is making a sensation around the world and their way to the West Coast later this month. Once again, their Vancouver show on April 21st is sold out, but tickets are still available for their Nanaimo performance on Wednesday, April 19th at the Port Theater. And a reminder to tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nosh Holos for a chance to win one of four pairs of tickets we'll be giving away to lucky listeners who call in on April 5th and 12th. Nosh Holos Nanaimo airs Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming online at chly.ca. And right now you're listening to Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Pavlina. And I won't leave you hanging. Here is another song by Dacha Bracha. This one is Doshch, Rain.
Дощик награбує, а дощик награбає, батько, батько дочку лає, а батько дочку лає. А батько дочку лає, голять, голять не пуска. А мати горе знає, а мати горе знає. Бо вже як стара боль.
ти не був. Бо вже як стара стане. Бо вже як стара стане. Гулять перестане.
For Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
And a group from New York and a recording made back in the 70s or 80s on a vinyl recording. And the group is called Homin Stepiev, which means Echoes of the Steps. And that was a traditional Ukrainian folk dance called the Stukalka. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. Нажами вже скінчили нашу програму, що часто домові сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Спершу добру пораду дістан, а відтак діло починай. And our proverb of the week translates as, first obtain good advice, then begin the work. Well, my time with you is up, so to take us to the end of our program, we've got the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg with the Habitant Polka. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks for listening. Until next time, до побачення.